We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
To look at the Pittsburgh perspective of things, Jim Colony from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Enjoying, this is a tough time for us sports talk people. There's not right. a whole heck of a lot going on, but luckily there's always something that pops up, and so business is still booming, relatively speaking, in Pittsburgh.
Here in the Milwaukee, Wisconsin, northern, area here, not the best. I mean, there's something that's popped up, don't get me wrong, but it's not the best outlook for the Milwaukee Brewers and more so for Josh Hader. So let me ask you this, this Pittsburgh team, I had said going into that series, this is almost a playoff series for them, because if they're going to keep any hope alive, they have got to get at least four wins over the Milwaukee Brewers, and damned if they didn't sweep them out of a five-game series. So does this all of a sudden give a shot of adrenaline in not only the team, but into the fan base?
Well, it has to, because it really was kind of a last-ditch thing. I'm sure you talked about it a week ago when GM Neil Huntington, he does a weekly radio show on the network on our station, and also meets with the local media after that. And he said, both really, basically, it wasn't like he laid down an ultimatum, but he basically said, there's eight games here between now and the break, and 4-4 is not going to cut it. And wouldn't you know, as you mentioned, the Pirates, they go 7-1, including a sweep of the Brewers. So all of a sudden, there's a lot of positivity, and wouldn't you know, the Pirates have to take 4 days off for the All-Star break. So maybe not the best timing there. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. They can kind of reset their pitching staff, which they really didn't reset all that much. You got Cincinnati coming up. I know they've been playing better lately, but they're in last place. So it's there in front of the Pirates still. But the thing is what we've seen from this Pirates team. Like, they're 11-4. They were 26-17, and then they were the worst team in baseball after the. Well, I guess Kansas City has been pretty bad, but you know what I'm saying. In other words, they were just awful after from May 18th until actually last week, and they could just as easily revert to that mode over the next week or so. But everybody said so a big topic we'll talk about is, should the Pirates be buyers? Should the Pirates be sellers? They still have to wait another week. I think that Neil Huntington should be engaged with teams about potentially trying to pick up some help at the trade deadline. But at the same time, they could undo all this feel-good stuff that we got last week in fairly short order, giving up a bunch of home runs and getting swept by the Reds, which is entirely possible.
Looking at this team moving forward, will there be any, shall we say, inclusion of trades? Will they try to make a move to maybe better themselves? Or is this a stand-pat team? Or is this a team that's considering to be sellers?
Like I said, I don't think they know right now. I think the front office should be engaged in dialogue with teams to just in case of both scenarios. Here's another thing, though. It's really easy to say, oh, the Pirates want to be sellers. Okay, who do you want off the Pirate roster? You guys see the Pirates play. Mm-hmm. Who do you want that the Pirates would be willing to trade? Francisco Cervelli. Wait a minute. He's on the concussion disabled list for at least the second or third time this year. And that is an issue, by the way, that, a lot of us, I wouldn't be surprised if Cervelli's back next week. I wouldn't be surprised if all of a sudden he decides he can't play again, or if he plays, he wouldn't be able to catch again. How about Jordy Mercer? Really good shortstop, steady, not much of a bat, but he's a real steady fielder. He's not going to hurt you. Well, nobody seems to want him. Josh Harrison? Maybe as a complimentary player, but he's been inconsistent this season. Any of the pitchers that another team would want, like say Felipe Vasquez, Pirates aren't going to trade him. And now all of a sudden they've got other guys that are playing well. They might want to still hang on to Corey Dickerson. Dickerson would be a guy that might have some value for people. Not a lot of power, but he's a nice, he's been the Pirates' most consistent hitter all season. Has a really good patient approach at the plate. You guys saw that over the weekend. He might be available because he'll be has another year of arbitration next year. but I'm not so sure what kind of value he has with other teams. And you know, so I don't think the Pirates know. I hate to be wishy-washy here, but I honestly don't think the Pirates know, and I don't think they really should know until they play another week's worth of games.
Talking with Jim Colony and 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. What is the fan? I mean, just in noticing the crowds as the Brewers were there, what has the fan reaction been? They got off to a very hot start. There was a lot of people that didn't believe in them. Sure enough, they started to falter. They come back, they get some wins. But what is the fan reaction there right now? What are fans expecting out of this team?
That silence was on purpose. Because that's the thing is that you saw the crowds over the weekend, or lack thereof. Attendance is down. Now, I know attendance is down across the board in Major League Baseball, but attendance is, I think, only Miami, I still call them Florida, I think only Miami has had a bigger drop in attendance percentage-wise, and those guys actually came right out and said that they were, I mean, you look at the guys that they sold off. They were all in the All-Star game. So I think fans are disillusioned because they went through 20 years without postseason baseball, and then you had the euphoria of that wild card game in 2013, and they came within, you know, a few feet of Andrew McCutchen winning the series in the ninth inning of Game 4 against St. Louis, and then they lose two wild card games, and then instead of adding to a team that won 98 games in 2015, they just didn't do anything. In fact, they traded Neil Walker for John Neese. I mean, really. So they got worse, and then I think the fan perception is that they care more about whether the Pirates win than the owner does, and I think it's taken a couple of years, but then this year, even with a good start, you know, the weather's bad, school nights and all that stuff, people didn't show up, and because they feel that they've invested more in the team emotionally and in some cases financially by buying season tickets. And by showing up at the ballpark and averaging 30,000 people a game to see winning baseball, that they care more than ownership does. And so they've stopped coming. And even when they got off to that good start, they couldn't monetize that. And then they started playing like garbage. So that when they come home for a 10-game, actually was it an 11-game? I don't know if it was a 10 or 11-game homestand because they had that makeup game. All these home games, and people just decided, I'm just not going to go. And it's sad. You know, you get to know them. Maybe you're in this position too. I cover spring training for a couple of weeks every year, and you really get a chance to kind of chat and get to know some of these guys. And I'll call them kids because I'm 62. It's really a good group of guys. It really is. And it's not like they're terrible on purpose, but they're not going to get the support. They deserve support. I think they do. And yet they're not getting it. Not because the fans don't like the players. But it's because they don't think that ownership is investing in the product.
Yeah, and that's hard on any clubhouse, you know, anywhere you go, when they think that ownership upstairs just doesn't care about what's going on inside those walls, no doubt.
And then they didn't, you know, and I still say, I know this is an unpopular opinion, the Garrett Cole trade was not bad. It really wasn't. I think Joe Musgrove can be okay. He's not as good as Garrett Cole. All right. Colin Moran, I think, is going to be okay at third base. And they have a Jason Martin was promoted double A to triple A as an outfielder who's got a chance, I think, to make it. And then Michael Feliz is Michael Feliz. But I also use the adjective okay to describe two of the guys they got. You know, the trade has a chance to, you know, it's not a disaster. But at the same time, the public perception, you traded our best pitcher. You know, Andrew McCutchen, the return for him hasn't been great. Kyle Crick in the bullpen is starting to do okay, and they've got another, I keep forgetting the kid's name, but another outfielder in the minors that has a chance to make it at some point. But, you know, the return there wasn't all that great. But fans were disillusioned, and there hasn't been anything except this past week to point toward that. And I don't even know, you know what, I don't even know if they go into Cincinnati and Cleveland and say they win 4 out of 6, 5 out of 6, I'd be really interested to see what that would translate into in terms of attendance when the Pirates return home.
Great stuff as always, Jim. We certainly appreciate it. We'll chat again soon, okay?
Okay, talk to you later.
Appreciate it. There you go. Jim Colony, 93.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.